On this day where we think of your dying for us on the cross,
kulolusuku lapho inkosi sikhumbula ukufa kwakho esiphambanweni.
We thank you, Lord, for what thou as I have for what thou hast done.
Siyakubonga Nkosi ngalokho senzele khona.
And as we have sung that there is salvation at the cross in your blood.
Njengoba sesicolile Nkosi ukuthi khona ukusindiswa esiphambanweni egazini lakho.
There shouldn't be one of us here in the meeting who does not experience complete forgiveness and complete healing from any enslavement to the devil by your work which we commemorate today.
Kwangathi baba ngebe khona noyedwa phakathi kwethu okungenzeka ukuthi angayitholi leyo nsindiso nokukhululeka ebugqileni bukaSathane ngenxa yalokho nje owasenzela khona.
After going through all what you went through, Lord Jesus, what a shame if we who call us by your name are still enslaved by sin and by things of this world.
Kungaba yinto ebuhlungu kangakanani Nkosi ukuthi emva kokuba ususenzele konke lokho osenzele khona sitholakale ukuthi siseyizigqila zesitha uSathane.
So take this service and may it be in your hands and may you work as thou wilt, as thou hast thought of this hour, may that come true in each and every one of our lives.
Siyacela Nkosi ukuthi uyithathe le nkonzo ibe sesandleni sakho ukuba Nkosi usebenze kuba yilowo naloyo phakathi kwethu bekhona akazokuzuza.
Bless us and save us from an eternal damnation.
Cela Nkosi ukuthi usibusise uphinde usisindise ekulahlweni.
That your will be done in our lives.
Kuze baba intando yakho yenziwe ezimpilweni zethu.
Amen.
Amen.
Ngoka incwadi yokuqala kwabaseKorinte sahluku sokuqala ivesi leshumi nashiyakalombili.
Let's read our text from 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 12.
Ngokuba izwi lesiphambano kwababhubhayo lingubuhula kepha kithini esindiswayo lingamandla kaNkulunkulu.
Sorry, verse 18. 1 Corinthians 1, verse 18. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God.
I stand up.
Let us pray.
Siyacela Nkosi Jesu ukuthi ube phakathi kwethu.
We invite you, Lord Jesus, to be in our midst.
Ngezwi lakho nangomoya ongcwele khuluma nathi uthinte izinhliziyo zethu.
Through your word and your Holy Spirit, we pray that you would speak to us and touch our hearts.
Amen.
Amen.
Izwi lenkosi lithi ke, izwi lesiphambano, indaba yesiphambano, ingubuhula kwababhubhayo.
The word of God says that the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing.
Kodwa kithini sindiswayo kungamandla kaNkulunkulu.
But to us who are being saved, it is the power of God.
Namhla kuthiwa inkonzo yegudi. Kusho ukuthi ngesiNgisi Good Friday.
Today it is Good Friday.
Ngasizathu sini?
For what reason?
Ngoba namuhla emhlabeni wonke jikelele sikhunjuzwa indaba yesiphambano. Yikho bemisa isiphambano lapho.
Today across the world, people are reminded of the cross, and that's why we even have a symbol erected here.
laphezulu kukhona umqhele wameva kodwa onemibali.
There we see that there is a crown of thorns with a wreath with it.
Ayengekho imbali, ibingekho imbali ngesikhathi uJesu ebethelwa bekumqhele wameva wodwa.
When Jesus was crucified and they placed a crown of thorns on his brow, there were no flowers, it was only thorns.
Kodwa namhla khona imbali ebomvu esivezela ukuthi uthando lukaNkulunkulu olubonakaliswe esiphambanweni.
But today they've put red flowers there to symbolize the love of God which he demonstrated to us on the cross.
Nokuthi lawo meva ayigugu kithina namhlanje.
And that those thorns to us are so precious.
Nathi siyamthanda uJesu ngomqhele wakhe.
En ons het ook die Here Jesus lief as gevolg van daardie doringkroon wat hy op sy hoof gedra het.
Bese kube khona le lengubo ebomvu khephu echaza igazi likaJesu elachithekayo ngenxa yethu.
En dan daardie purper kleed of rooi kleed wat vir ons die bloed van die Here Jesus simboliseer.
Indaba ke yesiphambano kwababhubhayo ingubuhula.
The message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing.
Kodwa kithina kungamandla kaNkulunkulu. Amandla kaNkulunkulu ayinto angaphezu kwezinto zonke.
But to us it is the power of God, God's power which is above every other power.
Kukhona ogandagandi chapchapu, kukhona imishini namandla.
There are big machines in this world, earth moving machines, tractors and bulldozers.
Kukhona amandla makhulu abonakalayo liduma izulu ngokubaneka.
There is great power displayed in nature through thunder and lightning.
Angazi ukuthi kuyiqiniso yini kodwa kuthiwa ngempi yesibili phambi kwempi yesibili emhlabeni amaJalmani akha ama-battery amakhulu. Angazi ukuthi ama-hektar amangaki afuna ukuthi afakwa amandla. Gombani.
Now, I don't know how true it is, but I heard that the Germans before the Second World War had a project where they built tremendously big batteries. I don't know how many hectares they covered. And their intention was to store the energy from lightning.
Lafi gombani. Kwaqhuma wonke amabattery. Ngoba amandla ombani abe makhulu.
And when lightning struck, it destroyed all those batteries. They exploded because of the amount of energy that is in one lightning.
Amandla kaNkulunkulu, amandla lezinto edaliweyo, edaliwe makhulu. Kodwa amandla kaNkulunkulu wona makhulu kunakho konke. Wekho amandla afana nawo.
The energy in one lightning bolt. So there is great power displayed in nature and in natural phenomena. But God's power is much, much greater than that.
Uma khona umlilo namandla. Uma khona ikhukhula zinamandla. Kodwa wekho amandla fana namandla kaNkulunkulu.
There is a lot of power in fire, raging fire. And in floods, raging torrents of water, but there is no power that can be likened to God's power.
Indaba ke izwi lesiphambano ingamandla kaNkulunkulu kithina kaze ukuthi wena uthi wahlangana inalawo mandla na.
Now the message of the cross is the power of God to those who believe. I don't know whether you have met up with that power already.
Awukwazi ukuthi ungaguquki ungatshintsheki ungabi sidalwa esisha uma wathintana nalawo mandla.
Dis onmoontlik vir u om nie verander te word en volkome vernuwe te word as u daardie krag, daardie energie van God aanraak. Is dit onmoontlik dat daar nie iets sal gebeur in u lewe nie?
Nom ontsondo, nom ikhalat, nom intia, nom omhlophe, nom uyijalimani, ingisi, ibhunu, nom unhloboni, uma wahlangana nalawo mandla, ziyaguquka izinto, uguqulwe ngokupheleleyo, tshintsha impilo yakho, geleke.
Maak nie saak watter ras, nasie of taal jy is nie, maar as jy met daardie krag van God ontmoet, dan verander jy lewe volkome.
Kusho ukuthi thina ke sindiswayo, sisindiswa ngalawo mandla esiphambano.
So we who are saved through that power of the cross.
Omunye athi hayi phela thina bakwangqobo, vele uhlobo lwethu sinolaka, thina bakwadube, sinophawu lwethu siyaduba, thina esilokhu nalokhu, bayaziwa phela. Bese ukuthi awu lengane ifana nonina, ifana noyise. Bese uzwe nomuntu okholwayo athi hayi ke ngizokwenza njalo ngoba uhlobo lwakithi lonje.
Now some will say, well, we are from the Joneses, or we are from the Smith family, and our family is known for the fact that we've got a hot temper, we quickly get angry, or we are like this, and people excuse themselves in that way.
Kodwa uma wahlangana nezwi lesiphambano, wahlangana namandla kaNkulunkulu, noma uyisifebe singakanani, noma uyisela, noma umkhambi manga, noma uyisidakwa, uyoguqulwa ngokupheleleyo uma uhlangana nalawo mandla. Awukwazi ukuqhubeke ngesitayile esidala, ngesitayile esidala, inganekwane leyo.
But no matter what family you are from, even if you're a prostitute or a drunkard, an alcoholic, or you're a thief, but if you meet up with this power of Christ, you will be changed completely. You will not be able to carry on as you used to live before. If you do, that's just a fairy tale that you've met up with his power.
Athu umuntu ngoba ngiyabhema noma ngisebenzisa idakamizwa akuvumi, akuvumi ngani? Ngoba wena ungumuntu obhubhayo, indaba yesiphambano, izwi lesiphambano likuhubula kuwe. Kodwa thina esindiswayo ingamandla kaNkulunkulu.
You say, well, I'm addicted to nicotine, I'm a smoker, or you're a drug addict, and you say, well, it's impossible for me to kick that habit and to get rid of it from that addiction. Why is it impossible for you? Because you haven't met up with this power of Christ.
Vele uqonde nje ukuthi hayi ngiphandle, noma uzibiza ngokuthi ulikholwa, noma uzibiza ngokuthi usindisiwe, amanga lawo.
And even if you would call yourself a believer and a Christian, you should know that you are outside. It's a lie that you're a Christian.
Noma ungaba mdala njengomethuzela, umethuzela waba neminyaka engamakhulu awu 9 namashumi ayisithupha neminyaka, noma ungaba isidakwa yonke le minyaka, noma uphila kuzidakamizwa, msukwane uhlangana nendaba yesiphambano yoguquka impilo yakho, umngakho uzothi hawu kanti lowo muntu unjani, hawu nomngani wakho uthi kodwa kwenze njani, wehlelwe yini, uhlangane nendaba yevangeli.
Maak nie saak of jy al so oud is soos Methuselah en dat jy al daardie jare gerook het of 'n dwelmslaaf was of wat ook al, daardie verslawing is in die lewe nie, maar die dag wat jy met die kruis ontmoet en die krag van die kruis, sal jy verander. En selfs die vrou en die kinders sal verstom staan oor die verandering in die lewe.
kushukuta kuko esinga kulinganiswa nevangeli nezwi lesiphambana kukho akukho noma ubonintsha ithathizwe wabantu bemphika uNkulunkulu konke lokhu kuyizeleze kumuntu oyiqondayo oyazi indaba yesiphambano.
And so there's no power that we can compare to the power of the gospel and the power of the message of the cross. And even though you see young people taken up by the world, swept along by the pleasures of the world, but to the one who has experienced this power, all of that means nothing.
Noma ngaba umuntu okhonza abaphansi, ukhonza abaphansi ube umuntu olukhuni, ufuna ukukhonza bona abaphansi. Umsukwane uhlangana nezwi lesiphambano konke lokho kuzoba yizeleze kuwe.
And even though you worship the ancestral spirits and you are really very serious about that and you're hardened in that, but the day that you meet up with the message of the cross, all of that will be swept away.
And for the whites, you can say Satanism or Spiritism.
If you've been in the occult and you're a hardened Satan worshipper involved in the occult, all of that will be swept away the day you meet up with the message of the cross.
Kulezi zinkonzo ke uma uNkulunkulu esiqinile, ngithanda ukuthi sikhulume ngendaba yesiphambano kulezi insuku.
These days, if the Lord spares us, I'd like to speak about the message of the cross.
Namhlanje nakusasa ngesonto ke sokuzoba usuku lokuvuka kwenkosi yethu.
Today and tomorrow, and then on Sunday we'll speak about the resurrection of our Lord.
Manje isiphambano sichazani?
What does the cross mean?
Sithini sona?
What does it say? What does it symbolize?
Besisho ngalezi zinsuku, ngalezi zinsuku abanye bahlobisa ngakho, behlobisa ngesiphambano noma sifakwe endlebeni noma kwenye indawo emzimbeni.
We said
abanye benza iphambano ezimnyama eziqapheni.
That some today use the cross as a decoration or as an ornament or as jewelry which they hang on their ears or on other parts of the body, or they make a black cross on the door of their house.
Isiphambano sithini? Ikupho kusemqoka ngesiphambano.
But what is the crux of the matter? What is the core of the message of the cross?
Ukuze kube khona isiphambano nokuthi uJesu afe esiphambanweni, wafa ngenxa into eyodwa, ngenxa yesono sakho.
That Jesus died on the cross is for one reason only, and that is that he died for your sin.
Isiphambano sikhuluma ngesono sakho kuphela. Uma singaqondene nesono sakho, siyizeleze, siwunothing. Udot.
Die betekenis en die boodskap van die kruis het direk en alleenlik te doen met u sonde. En as dit nie van enige betekenis of waarde daar is nie, dan is dit betekenisloos.
E ukufa kwa Jesu nesiphambano, izwi lesiphambano, kondene ngo nesono sakho. Noma sisobala, noma sisekusithekeni, noma usizonda, noma usithanda, akusho lutho lokho, kondene nesono.
Die dood van Christus en sy kruis en die boodskap van die kruis hou verband met u sonde. Of daardie sonde openlik is en of dit in die geheim gedoen is, dit het daarmee te doen.
Ugu isiphambano sikhuluma ngokubethelwa kuka Jesu.
The cross
enxa yesono zakho
has to do and speaks about the crucifixion of our Lord for your sin.
Singakhuluma ngesiphambano, khulume ngomqhele wameva zingaqhubeka khuluma ngobulukhuni bepikili nani nani yebo iqiniso lelo kodwa kukhona okujulile kunalokho.
We can speak about the cross, the ruggedness of the cross. We can speak about the crown of thorns. We can speak about the sharpness and the hardness of those nails. Yes, we can speak about all of that. But the crux of the matter goes deeper than that.
Yebo. Akusinto encane ukuthi indodana yomuntu uNkulunkulu uqobo lwakhe ahlushwe ngenxa yezono zethu. Kodwa kukhona okufanele ukuthi sidlulele kukho.
It's no small thing that the Son of God, God Himself, suffered for our sin. But the crux of the matter goes even further than that.
Izwi lesiphambano likhuluma ngobunzima besono.
The message of the cross speaks about
the seriousness
of sin.
Nobubi.
And the evil of sin.
Nobukhulu bezono zakho.
And the greatness of your sin.
Ungayithathi kalula leyo ndaba. Indaba yesiphambano, isiphambano. Sikuvezele ubunzima besono sakho.
Don't take that matter lightly. The message of the cross speaks about the seriousness of your sin.
Mhlawumbe wena uyathanda izono zakho. Uyasheba. Uyaya ezonweni. Ufohlela zona izono. Noma ungatshelwa ngabazali kodwa wena uphikelela khona. Kodwa uqonda into eyodwa umsukwane uhlangana nezwi lesiphambano uzobona ubunzima nobubi besono.
Maybe you love your sin and you'll even steal away. You go out, no matter whether people try to stop you, you'll find a gap somewhere to go and commit your sin. But realize this, that the day that you meet up with the message of the cross, you'll realize the seriousness and the evil of your sin.
Sithola abantu abaqhamuka phesheya eMajalmani.
We have people that come from overseas, from Germany.
EMajalmani.
From the countries there in Europe.
Germany and the other countries. Bahambi bangelide.
They travel a long distance.
Amakhilomitha inkulungwane ezishumi.
10,000 kilometers.
Beza la kwaSizabantu.
Coming here to kwaSizabantu.
Abasazi isiZulu.
They don't know any Zulu.
Abamazi umuntu onsundu.
They don't know the blacks.
Kodwa kuthatha isikhathi. Usubone la kwaSizabantu besebenzisa idakamizwa.
But it won't take long. And you see some of those very people using drugs here at the mission.
Sake saya le. Ngaphambi kwaSenqutu. Sinenkonzo khona. Sasi ngengwa basesheshi ukuba senze inkonzo khona.
We once went to the other side of Nqutu. We were invited and really asked and pleaded with by the Church of England to go and hold services there.
Saba nentombazane yaseGermany, ngazi ukuthi 16, 18 iminyaka.
And we took a German girl along, a visitor. I don't know whether she was 16 or 18 years old.
Saya khona, saphuma emotweni, sangena esontweni.
And we arrived there, we got out of our vehicle, we went into the church.
Yoni ibihlushwa idakamizwa.
She had a drug addiction problem.
Ngase ngithi hayi ake ngiyigone kancane. Ngiphathe ngithi awuthandi ukuhamba nathi. Siye le. Sizoba nenkonzo.
And I thought I'll take her under my wing. And I asked her, wouldn't you like to go along with us? Over there we're going to have a service.
Wathi yebo ngingathanda.
And she said, yes, I'd love to.
Sangeni nkonzweni.
So I went into the service.
Ngashumayela.
I preached.
Ikhwayela cula.
The choir sang.
Saphuma.
We went out.
Sangeni emotweni.
Got into our vehicle. And left for home.
Uba siye ekhaya. Sesimthola enentsangu. Enentsangu. Esebhebe nentsangu. Akamazi umuntu onsundu. Akakwazi ukukhulumisa isiZulu. Angibonanga muntu osebenzisa idakamizwa. Kodwa yena usetholene nonsundu. Usethola iphakethe lentsangu. Hayi, inzima leyo ta akazi kanjani.
And on our way home, we discovered that she had marijuana, dacha, with her. Now, somehow, I don't understand, and I don't know how, but when we got there, she got hold of somebody who had dacha. She didn't know any Zulu. She had a packet of dacha with her. I didn't see anybody using dacha, but somehow, she got hold of that person.
How do you explain that? The person who was born and bred in Germany, comes to South Africa, doesn't know a word of Zulu, can't communicate with blacks. In a few seconds, she got dacha from someone there. How is such a thing possible? Unyabona, inzima lento.
Well, it's inexplicable.
Pela ingisi ziti inko inyone zinempape ifanayo ziyatholana masish.
But there is a saying in English that says birds of a feather flock together.
Omunye obe umgringili.
One person who was a homosexual.
Actually she was a lesbian. It was a female. Besihleli nje zafika ivakashi wathi baba mfundisi uyambona lo umgqingili wesifazane uyabona nalo umgqingili futhi lo uyistabane ngithi ha ubonani ubona kanjani athi awambonini awuboni leyo ndoda ukuthi ihamba kanjani inyathela kanjani awubona wesifazane. Ngathi awangisiza bengingazi ngoba ngizazi lezo zinto ngingane kulokho.
And then she said, when we were together with some visitors at my home, and then she said, Uncle Ella, do you see that person? She's a lesbian. And there's another one. And there's a gay person, a gay man. And I said, now, how do you see it? How do you recognize that? How do you notice that? She said, but don't you see it? It's obvious by the way that they are walking and the way that they are acting. And I said, well, thank you for teaching me. I didn't know. I'm a child. I'm an infant when it comes to such things.
I was a lesbian. I know the language and the behavior of such a person.
What do you mean? Ngangi umuntu omncingili. Ngiyazi ukuthi umuntu onjalo uyiphatha kanjani.
Kusho ukuthi ke noma singaba abantu abayinkulungwane la ekhaya uma kufika umuntu oyisidalwa ngenxa yesono ngithi uyisidalwa ngoba awusile khona manje usutholile obhemayo osebenzisa idakamizwa noma uyisidakwa. Ngibona ukuthi nitholakala nitholana ngephunga. Khona iphunga elithize elikhona. Engingalibambi ngamakhalamu.
And so even if you would be 1,000 people here, but if you're a cripple, and I say that a cripple because of your sin, then you'll very soon find somebody else who's in the same boat as you are in, who's also like that, because there must be some odor that that person has, and that's how you find each other, is some odor that I haven't yet discovered with my nose.
Ngoba impukane impukane zithola iphunga lento ebolile zithola iphunga lenyama ebolile noma umquba
because flies they have got a way of detecting the smell of that which is rotten meat or even of dung
ngangayikhuluma indaba yentombazana eyaqhamuka lenzansi emaxhozeni iyegoli.
I once told the story about a girl that came down from the Transkei on her way to Johannesburg. She had a child on her back, a baby. And she had tied the child with a blanket onto her back, as is the custom down there. Now, this was a magistrate or a judge that told me this story.
A prosecutor, sorry.
She travelled up by bus up to Durban, and there she changed the bus and got onto another one.
Uma isifike eGoli, yaphuma ebhasini.
In Johannesburg, she got off the bus.
Uma bantu abaseduzane kwakhe bembuka, bembona ulandelwa impukane ezihlaza.
And the people around her noticed that many green flies followed after her.
Njengenyosi zimlandela la emhlane.
A swarm of these green flies following behind her back.
Wamiswa amaphoyisa asoliswa impukane lezi ezihlazi.
And then the police stopped her. They became suspicious because of those flies.
Yini okusemhlane na oyibelethayo?
And I said, what's there on your back?
What how is tumbu sengane yami? Why is a kala? Eting shonelu ingane yami ngane.
And she said, no, it's the corpse of my dead baby. And she wept tears and she said, my little baby died.
Ngisaya le eGoli. Namhlabethi eGauteng. Ngizo ingcwaba khona.
She said, I'm on my way there to Johannesburg, which they call Gauteng today, to go and bury it.
But Susa, ay bongi nestumbula, but Susa ingumbo.
And they said to her, take off the blanket. And she said, no, I can't. I've got the corpse of my baby. She said, they said, take it off.
But Susa ingumbo, nangepela na ingane.
They took off the blanket. And indeed,
by Susa,
here was the little baby that she had on her back.
Umabe Susa. Bebona ihlinziwe.
And as they took off the body of this dead baby, they noticed that it had been cut.
Slaughtered. Uma bevula, khishwa wonke amathumbu phakathi, kufakwe insangu phakathi. Kwele swi insangu. Ezodayiswa ngezinkulungwane.
And they noticed that it had been slaughtered, it had been cut right from the top to the bottom of its stomach. All the intestines had been removed, and it was filled with dacha, which she took there to go and sell for tens of thousands of rand. Is there something like that possible? Does it exist? It's almost as if it's a story, a fairy tale. But there is, because of sin.
Take
your pinky for the devil, and I saw your yellow hand fat.
Sin.
The cross has to do directly with your sin.
Iso.
With sin.
Omunye ointaka toka zemhlophe.
One, a young white lady who came here.
Wathi angihlushwa madoda.
She said, I don't have the problem of men.
Angihlushwa goloko.
I'm not troubled by alcohol.
Ngihlushwa nje imoto enkulu. Imoto enkulu.
But my problem is...
Uma ngihambe egoli esitaladini, anginandaba namadoda noma besifazane. Kodwa uma ngidlula imoto enkulu, amehlo ami azoyilandela.
But she said, my problem is I love motor cars. These big, smart, expensive motor cars.
What hayi le moto ye Mercedes yakho? Incane leyo angiyibuki nokuyibuka. Ngibuka lezi enkulu nama BMW amakhulu. Uma ngibona yona nje iso lami yolandela. Sinjalo ke thina egrupini lethu ngeke lishone ilanga singayitholanga leyo moto.
And she said, not like your Mercedes, no, that's chicken feed. I'm not interested in that type of car, but these big, smart, expensive BMWs, those very expensive motor cars. She said, if I see a car like that passing by, my eyes can't leave it, and we and our gang, we won't rest until at least one day we've got hold of one of those cars.
Siyombulala ophakathi, simdubule, simlahle la siyomfihla khona bese sihambe ngemoto.
We'll kill the driver or the owner and go and throw that person somewhere where we get rid of the body and steal the car in that way.
Intokazi emhlophe ebukekayo inhle.
She's an attractive young girl. She's got an attractive appearance.
Uma ningakhuluma no Omdobi uyazi ngoba ngayithatha intombazana saye Goli ngoba ithi ngiyathanda ukuthi ngidalule imsebenzi ebengiyenza.
Omdobi weet ook daarvan wanneer ons het saam met hom gegaan met hierdie meisie.
Nee, nie saam met hom gegaan nie. Hy was toe nog in Pretoria.
Ons het hierdie meisie geneem daar na Pretoria toe, want sy het die begeerte gehad om hierdie werke en hierdie misdade van haar in die lig te bring.
Othi baboni mot enkulu bayilandela neqembu lakhe. Bambulala udriver. Bamthatha uthi sihlalo imoto ibigcwele igazi. Wasuka neka naleyo moto yena qobo lwakhe isidumbu sakhe waya le eRhodesia le eZimbabwe. Uma ewela ibhloho umfula esesemnceleni beyishibishisa ilanga lanuki gazi wafuna ukuhlanza phalaze. Uma efika khona kwaba khona okushoyo, phenduka uye le kwaZulu Natal kwasiza abantu uyilungisa indaba yakho noNkulunkulu.
One day she and a gang saw one of these big smart cars. They went after it. They killed the driver in cold blood. They got rid of the body. And then she herself drove that car across the border, across Bight Bridge, into Zimbabwe. And there at the bridge, it was terribly hot. And because of the heat, the stench of this blood came up into her nostrils. So much so that she became nauseous. She wanted to vomit. And when she got there, a voice said to her, now you repent. Go to KwaSizabantu and get your life right with God.
Why she mot? Weza la ezovuma imisebenzi yakhe ngasile endulo kuthiwa bekwebiwa mahashi namhla kwebiwa imoto.
And so she did that. She came here and came and she confessed her sin. Well, in the olden days they used to steal horses. Today they steal motor cars.
Wapenduka umuntu.
She repented.
Igazi labantu belimgulisa.
Blood, human blood, made her nauseous.
UJesu lapho bethelwe esiphambanweni wabethelwa ngenxa yalezi zinto.
When Jesus was crucified on the cross, he was crucified for things such as these.
Wena ke ungasho ukuthi kodwa mina angimubi kanjalo, anginazi izono. Omunye athi anginasono mina, angafebi, angadakwa, angabulali muntu, anginasono.
And maybe you say, well, I'm not as bad as that. Ek is nie so sleg nie. I haven't ever killed anybody. I'm not immoral. I'm not a drunkard. Well, I'm not such a bad person after all.
UJesu wathi nezwa kwathiwa kwabesendulo ningabulali. Kodwa mina ngithi kini, uma nithukuthelela umfowenu mthethisane nibizana ngamagama, usumbulele usulchithile igazi lakhe.
En Jesus het gesê, vanouds is daar gesê, jy mag nie doodslaan nie, want dan is jy 'n moordenaar. Maar ek sê vir jou, as jy net vir jou broer Raka gesê het, en jy het vir hom kwaad geword, dan is jy 'n moordenaar voor God.
Nezwa kwathiwa ningaphingi. Kodwa mina ngithi, uma umuntu ebuka owesifazane amkhanuke ngeso, usephingile naye.
And he said of old it was said that you should not commit adultery. But I tell you, if you have only looked at a woman and you've lusted after her with your eyes, you're already an adulterer.
Uthi angaka divorce mina. Ngisahle nomngamo. Incwadi yami yomshado ikhona.
And you say, well, I haven't divorced my wife. I'm still living with her. I've still got our marriage certificate.
Kodwa uyabuka abanye amehlo akho ayabalandela phambi kwakho uNkulunkulu, umncwadi yakho yomshado uhlebulile.
Maar jou oog kan ander meisies volg en ander vrouens volg en jy kyk hulle agterna en jy begeer in jou hart voor God, het jy reeds jou huweliksertifikaat in stukke geskeur.
Nomshini wakho internet. Unento yakho yama computer. Ebusuku belela abantu 11 12 uyavuka. Uyale uzobuka. Ubuke wonke udoti wesihoko. Ubunqunu babantu besifazane nabesilisa uhlale khona maawe. Awukaze ufunde iBhayibheli ebusuku, awukaze uthandaze, kodwa uzovuka ubuke lo doti wesihoko kwilokhu ubuke kona. Uyini phambi kwakho uNkulunkulu? Uyini?
And then at night, when all the others are asleep at 11 or 12, around midnight, you go to your computer and you connect, you go online, you go onto the internet, and there you'll spend hours looking at all manner of filth straight from hell, from the pit of hell. And you'll spend hours looking at that, satisfying your lusts. What are you before God if you're like that? You are nothing.
You're married. You've got a wife. She's yours. Her body is your body. Your body is her body. and you still look at pornographic things.
Ushatile namgako kodwa izi kunjalo usazohamba ubuku bunqunu babantu I pornography.
Pamkwakhe uNkulunkulu yena ongwele ngwele unhlo uyini.
Before the most holy God, what are you?
Yebo uyasho ukuthi hayi angabulali muntu. Ingani umkakho usumthunile? Ingani umkakho usumbulele? Umkwabe phila.
You say you're no murderer, but before God, you've murdered your wife and you've even buried her.
Zakumbula ngesikhathi seyiphithiphithi. Lapho abantu bethi, kill a cop for Jesus. Kill a cop for Jesus. Tatwi tuna, tatwi poison, poxwem kotin. Lingwatwe lipila, lipegile. Bathi, we kill a cop for Jesus.
Und da noch die Teile von die Unlüste, die hulle daar die politieke krete geskreet, kill a cop for Jesus, en partykeer selfs 'n polisiebeampte lewendig begrawe het. En hulle sê hulle doen dit vir Jesus.
Khona la Melmos. Bengizwa lezinsuku khona umhlophe. Ubesebenza na AKAT. Ngiyabona iAKAT hamba ifundisa abantu kulima nokutshala ubhontshisi nokusebenza umanyolo ubesebenza lo msebenzi. Uma ngesonto lelo edlule ehamba ayilele edlule lelo wayemthandazweni epre meeting uma eyakhona ephuma khona uhlangana nabantsundu endleleni bacela ilift bafuna uyabangenisa uhamba nabo ufike eMelmos phambi kwendlu yakhe. Asazi ukuthi kwenzeke kanjani qhufu 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 bambulale. Bamkhipha bahamba nemoto. Umuntu oyesiza obesiza bona.
Here at Melmoth, there's a white man there. About 2 weeks ago, this man worked for AKAT. It's an organization that helps the blacks to train them how to do some farming and how to assist themselves to make a living, teaching them different skills. And on his way home from church, some blacks asked for a lift. He gave them a lift, and right in front of his home, we don't know how it happened, there were some shots, they killed him, threw him out of the car and drove off with the car. They killed the very person that was helping their nation.
UJesu ukuze abethelwe emthini wathwala lezo zono walinyazwa lobu bubi ubunzima besono.
When Jesus died on the cross, it was for such kind of sins that he suffered and died. Do you see and realize the seriousness of sin?
Angikusho lokho ngoba bebulela umhlophe. Cha. Kodwa la kulethi sigodi nje saseKranskop. Oyisikhulu samaphoyisa wangitshela ukuthi ngevike lodwa kwabulawa abantu abayisihlanu. Abayisihlanu abafayo bebulewe.
Now I'm not just saying that because of a white man that was killed, but in this area, this Kranskop district or area, a police officer told me that in 1 week, 5 people are killed.
Eni ntombazana, eyayi no boyfriend. Niyezwa nina, eno nama boyfriend, nama girlfriend, ningakashadi.
One girl who had a boyfriend, and I hope you listen carefully, you've got boyfriends and girlfriends before you get married. There in the Nkandla district.
wamithele ekhaya njengenkomo ngoba namhla sesilahlile isimo esinaso ukuthi sibe nobuNkulunkulu sesinobulwane simithele intabeni njengenkomo.
She got pregnant at home just like a cow would get pregnant, because today we've lost that morality, we've lost that image of God that God has created us with to have, and we've become like wild animals. And she brought a child into the world.
Ihamba ingane yoza imithele futhi igceke ligcwale ingane, angathi ke phambi kwakho uNkulunkulu uzothini ngalamaveza andlebe ngomsebenzi wakho wokusekela indodakazi ukuthi imithele ekhaya.
Now you grannies, you support your grandchildren in that, or your children, because they go, your daughters or granddaughters, they go and they have illegitimate children and they hatch them like eggs and they just bring them and they drop them off here in your home, and then you look after them with your pension, and then they go and they have the next one, and in that way they are encouraged in that lifestyle. I don't know what you will say before God one day.
Bese uthola ama jersey, uthola ama rice, phuza udla matiye. Ayitholayo emasokeni asentabeni uyakudla lokho. Ubeka itshe phezu kwelini, isiqalekiso phezu kwesini, isiqalekiso, isihogo singesakho ingunaphakade.
And then you're so happy if they support you through groceries and other things that they get from their illegitimate relationships and their boyfriends, and you enjoy that. Oh, you're only putting one stone upon another, and hell is yours. It will be terrible.
Hell
is no game. Just put your finger into a flame of a candle and feel what it feels like. Imagine if your whole body experiences pain and anguish and the flames of hell. Well, we'll hear one day from you when you cry out. So this girl from Nkandla had an illegitimate child at home. And then she went to speak to her boyfriend.
Isikhulu samaphoyisa sathi safanele ukuthi siye kulomfana sizwe ukuthi bebethini, ubethini ku telephone.
Now, we don't know what went on in their conversation with each other, because the police officer said they still wanted to go to that young man to hear from him what did they actually speak about.
Kodwa uma selibeka phansi ucingo, waphuma ebuya ese olunye uhlobo.
But after she put down the phone, she came back in a different state of mind. She took a knife. She took her little child. And she cut its throat as you would cut the throat of a sheep.
And slaughtered her own child.
And then she went onto a mountain, and there she committed suicide, stabbing herself with a knife.
When I was a child, there was a word I couldn't understand. Ek kon dit nie verstaan nie.
Can
a mother forget her little child which she feeds? Even if she should forget it, I won't forget you. I said, no, my mother can't forget me. A mother can't forget her child. But that just when I grew up, I saw, there's such a thing.
Ngisengane belikhona izwi bengakwaqondisisi kahle ebelithi noma ngabe umama ekhohle ingane encelayo kuyena mina uNkulunkulu ngeke nginikhohle nanini kathi kodwa into enjalo ingenzeka ukuba umama akhohle ingane encela kuyena kathi ayikho leyo nto kodwa ke ngokuqhubeka kwesikhathi ngabona ukuthi kanti ngempela kukhona emhlabeni.
My father had some farms and shops, and now and then we had to go and help out in the shops or wherever it was.
Ubaba benamaplazi netolo ngezinye isikhathi bekudinga ukuthi sihambe silekelele lapho.
Sayestolo sase King's Cliff ngase Applesbosch.
And then we went to a shop there at King's Cliff close to Applesbosch.
Uma khona sa sezwindaba yentombazana esecondary at Applesbosch.
And when we got there, we heard the story of a girl who was at the secondary school, at the high school there at Applesbosch.
Wahamba waba nama boyfriend wahlangana nabafana wakhulelwa.
She lived a loose life, having many boyfriends, and then she got pregnant.
Ubengafuna ukuthi abazali bakubone notisha.
She didn't want her parents and the teacher to find it out.
Faka ibhande elikhulu, qinisa isisu.
And so she would put on a belt and tighten it around her middle.
Kwaze kwafika isikhathi sokubeletha kungekho solayo.
Until the time of giving birth came and nobody smelt a rat.
Wayizala ingane.
And she brought this child into the world.
Ekhaya ekuseni.
Early in the morning at home.
Wayizala ingane.
She gave birth to it.
Uma isayizele wathatha indish.
And then she took a dish.
Yena qobo lwakhe.
She herself.
Gcwalisa ngamanzi.
Filled it with water.
Wathatha ingane encane. Phakathi wayicindezela. Wayiminza yafa.
Took the newborn baby. Pushed it under the water and drowned it.
Uma isifile ingane.
After the child had died.
Wathatha igeja.
She took a hoe.
Wayintsimini phandle. Kutshalwe umbila. Wahamba umgodi. Wathatha ingane wayigqiba.
Went outside into the fields, into the maize field, dug a hole there, put the little baby in and covered it up.
Hayi, uma esebuyele endlini, qhubeka nomsebenzi wakhe. Hawu, abantu bathi, nayi inja, yini le? Kanti khona inja, yasuka, yathola iphunga, yamba, yayithatha ingane, yayekhaya nengane, izodla lengane.
And she went back home and continued with her activities or duties. And then after some time, the people at home cried, is it my? What's that? What's the dog carrying and dragging along there? The dog had gone and dug up that shallow grave and found that body of that little baby, dragged it out and dragged it home to go and feed on it.
Intombazane no 16 iminyaka.
That girl was 16 years old.
Ngafunda ngaqala nga ukubona ukuthi kanti unina angayibulala ingane kanti uNkulunkulu uqinisile ukuthi uma unina noma ekhohlwe ingane kimina keke ngikhohlwe wena.
That was the eerste keer in my leven that ek gesien het hoe wreed 'n ma kan wees dat sy haar eie klein babietjie kan vermoor, en toe leer ek, daar is so iets, dat 'n ma, die kind, wat aan haar bors is, kan vergeet.
Kwafika maphoyisa.
And the police came.
Thathingane, amyise le, ezongena ejele.
And took her off to jail.
Bekusabusa amabhunu. Uhulumeni omhlophe.
That was still when the Afrikaner government was ruling.
Namhla phela kuseyilona iqala. Ungahoshula izisu, ulala ingane, akuselutho. Uhulumeni uyakuvumela noma ungabulala ingane ezidazini. Uhulumeni uyakuvumela ukuthi uhoshule ingane chithwe inzalo. Ungaya nase clinic, thola amaphilisi. Ungaya nakudokotela, bakhiphe bayihlinze ingane.
But today, it's no longer a crime to kill an unborn baby. Anybody can do it, and you can do it with a dozen babies. It's no crime. The government today allows that, and you can go to the clinic and go and get some pills there, or you can go and have this unborn baby aborted and slaughtered. It's no crime today. What does God in heaven say about that?
Kusho ukuthi inhliziyo yonina ilukhuni ingane yakhe eseduze nenhliziyo yakhe ayibulale ayiqedele.
So a ma's heart kan baie hard wees en sy kan wreed wees dat sy haar eie suigeling, die een wat naby aan haar hart is, kan vermoor.
Miljoene. Ter miljoene. Kinders word jaarliks doodgemaak. Die gevaarlikste plek op aarde is naby die hart van 'n moeder. Dis die gevaarlikste plek. Dis waar die meeste mense geslag en vermoor word.
Izigidi nezigidi zabantwana ziyabulawa unyaka nonyaka zihushulwe. Kusho ukuthi indawo eyingozi kakhulu emhlabeni kube seduze nenhliziyo kanina.
UJesu elenge emthini isiphambano samiswa ngenxa yalokho ethwala izono zethu, ethwala izono zakho.
The cross was erected for that purpose. That's why Jesus was crucified, for such sin, for your sin.
Uzwileke ungathi ukuthi babi la. You may say, oh, by God's grace, I'm not so evil. But remember this, when Jesus comes, he will judge your thoughts. You are not what you think you are. You are what you think. If you want to know who you are, look at your thoughts, and that is what they is.
Uzwile ke kuthi mhlawu ngathi angimubi njengabo ke labo ke kodwa uma uNkulunkulu ebuya ezokwahlulela ngemicabango yakho lokho ubucabangile awusikhona lokho ocabanga ukuthi uyikho kodwa lokho ocabangayo uyikho buka nje imicabango yakho
uJesu. IBhayibheli lithi uma ebuya uzohlulela imicabango yethu. Umcabango ufana nesenzo phambi kwakhe uNkulunkulu. Kodwa wena uthuli, wena kholwa. Uthuli nemicabango. Awuthuli nje ngemicabango. Uthuli ngezenzo. Uhleli phezu kwezono zakho. Maye, maye kuwe. UNkulunkulu uyobabusisa abantu akudlula akushiye. Usale emuva wedwa. Uzufinyelele kulokho ukuthi uze esiphambanweni uyohlanzwa ngegazi.
A gedagte is soos 'n daad voor God. And you keep quiet about your thoughts. You don't confess them. You don't bring them into the light. And not even your thoughts, even deeds, you cover it up. But woe to you! God will pass you by while he's busy blessing others. You'll remain behind, and God will judge those thoughts.
Uma sibuka isiphambano, sibona ubunzima besono.
If we look at the cross, we see the seriousness of sin.
There are people that say they've accepted Christ into their hearts.
Ukuthi bamamukelile uJesu ezinhlizweni zabo.
And now they'll go to heaven.
Manje sibebheka ezulwini.
But they make no reference of their sin.
Kodwa ke abayithinti indaba yesono sabo.
There's no repentance, no remorse, no confession of their sin.
Akukho ukuphenduka, akukho ukuyisola ngesono nokuvuma isono.
Sometimes tracts are written.
Ngesikhathi khona incwajana zokholwa ezibhalwayo.
Evangelism is done.
Abantu bashumayela ivangeli, bavangela.
But without repentance.
Kodwa ke kungekho ukuphenduka.
There's no salvation.
Ayikho insindiso.
It's impossible.
Akwenzeki.
Christ died for sinners and for sin. And if you meet with him and come to the cross, sin must be dealt with. And if you say, I've accepted Christ, I'm a child of the Lord, it's nonsense. It's not genuine.
Ngoba uJesu wafela izoni nezono. Uma wena uthi ngimamukelile uJesu, ungaphendukanga.
The whole meaning of salvation is that God deals radically and ruthlessly with our sin. Ukusindiswa kuchaza ukuthi uNkulunkulu usebenza ngempela. Ngempela isono esisempilweni yethu.
Dis die betekenis, die volle betekenis van redding en saligmaking is dat God radikaal te werk gaan met daardie sonde in ons lewens en afreken daarmee.
En al dink ons dis 'n klein sondetjie. Ek hoop dat u dit verstaan het. Daar is nie so 'n ding nie, soos 'n klein sonde. Die kleinste sonde is net so erg soos die ergste en die grootste. En die vreeslikste sonde.
Noma ngabe uthi wena hayi, lokhu kuyisona esincane nje, esingasho lutho, kodwa akukho kunjalo, isona esincane, akukho umehluko phakathi kwaso nobunzima baso.
May it be clear to you for the rest of your life. So there is no salvation without repentance. It's man-made, it's a modern thing, and it's worth nothing.
Akukucacele lokhu ingunaphakade ukuthi ayikho insindiso ngaphandle kokuphenduka ezonweni. Lokho ke abakushoyo abakushumayelayo ngaphandle kwalokho into yesimanje nje.
Ukuphenduka, ukudabuka, ukuzisola, uphenduke engqondweni yakho.
Where you repent, there is remorse over sin, there is confession, and there is a change of mind.
Some believe that they are saved, but never turned away from their wicked ways and their sin.
Kona ba bonayo ukuthi basindisiwe kodwa bakaze bayeke imsebenzi yabo emibi.
And that's why they accept Christ and believe in him, so to say. But after that, they fall into the gravest sin sin that they've never done before, in spite of the fact that they've accepted Christ, because they have accepted Christ without repentance. And their Christ didn't deal with the sin in their life. And they are the laughing stock of the devils.
Ngenxa yokuba abakazi baphenduke ezonini zabo, kodwa bathi bamamukela uJesu bakholwe nguye, emva kwalokho bazongena shi ezonweni ezinye ezimbi kakhulu kunalezo abake bazenza, ngenxa yokuthi abakazi bayisebenza indaba yesono empilweni yabo, babe yintshekiso yesihogo nekaSathane.
Izwi lesiphambano kwababhubhayo lingubuhula, kepha kithini esindiswayo lingamandla kaNkulunkulu.
For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God.
And if you meet up with the message of the cross,